Roger Ball. Tanjay dribbles to the free throw line. High off the glass, he gets it to go over the slap of Zach Austin. Left wing Klesmet launches a three and hits it. Max Klesmet's first shot from the floor today. On the wing now, bounce pass Crowell, outside the lane on the right side. Klesmet, shot fake, right of the circle. In he goes, kick out, McGee, three, good! From the right wing, Kamari McGee. Tanjay, low block right, scoop shot, how did that go? These John Tanjay. To the middle now, pass tip for Crowell, he's got it at the free throw line. Into the corner, McGee, a three, it's good! Kamari McGee with 10. A six-point win for the Badgers, led by 33 points from John Tanjay, along with seven rebounds. He was a perfect 10 for 10 from the stripe. Kamari McGee, you heard some big shots in that highlight reel. 10 points, three rebounds, two assists. Other Badgers in double figures. John Blackwell with 14 and Nolan Winter with 11. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What a way to cap off the weekend. Wisconsin knocks off Pitt 81-75 to win the first ever Greenbrier tip-off here at the Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Butchie, what a whirlwind of a weekend, from coming to a place like this to seeing the Badgers run their record to now 7-0 and continuing to gel and gain confidence. What are your takeaways from the weekend?
Well, I think overall this team has shown what they're about. And, you know, you could have questioned after the Arizona game, okay, was the officiating, when you get 47 free throw attempts, is the game's choppy, can they fight through it? Like, I think you had some answers there. But I think the biggest question then when you left that game was, well, can this team defend? Can they find a way when they need to? Are they tight enough on that end? And that takes time. But we know they can score the basketball. But I think after this weekend, what we've taken away more than anything is this team can get stops. This team can lock in when they need to lock in defensively. And they did that. They did that against UCF, a team that you needed to kind of play individual defense against. And then they did this against Pitt, a team where you need to have team defense. And they answered the questions. And this is a team. And I'll use that again. Yes, John Tanja gives you 33 points. But, you talk about Kamari McGee and the two threes that he hit in the second half. Talk about the offensive rebounds, the tip-outs that they got. They answered. This is a complete team. This team's going to be fun to watch all year long. And that's what people should be used to with Wisconsin basketball. They aren't. People think that they're going to finish the bottom of the Big Ten every year, and it's, to be honest, it's kind of comical at this point. I mean, it's only they've only answered that question year after year after year. So, but this team, these guys, these kids, they've earned the right to be talked about, and they'll start to be getting talked about with what they've done.
Badgers' next game is just under a week from now, 6 days. On November 30th against Chicago State. And then an interesting December gauntlet begins with Big Ten showdowns against Michigan and Illinois and Big East showdowns against Marquette and Butler. We will continue to learn more about this Wisconsin Badger team after Thanksgiving, but let's just say we are very intrigued. Butchie, this has been a ton of fun. Thanks so much. You took great care of me. Hope I didn't get in your way too much here, and this was a ton of fun.
this was a blast. Even though we've been talking for about 4 hours it's been 4 hours of great talk because this team has given us a lot of reason to have a lot of good conversations. It's been fun. Thank you so much for filling in. It you took care of Matt C. well.
Thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Matt's a huge mentor to me. I've looked up to him for a long time, going back to my days as a student at the University of Wisconsin. So really an honor to sit in this chair. And more than anything, looking forward to hearing Matt back on the call of Wisconsin basketball against Chicago State on November 30th at noon, I believe, Central Time. And, of course, before that, Wisconsin-Minnesota on the football field, closing out the regular season the day after Thanksgiving. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer, Ron Honeychuk, our other engineer back in Wisconsin, Dave McCann, and our wonderful producer, Aisha Jackson, this is Chris Vosters filling in for Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us for the next Badgers basketball broadcast again on November 30th at noon against Chicago State. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Sitting by the phone, where were you last night? Nobody got nobody and nobody can know. No. So pick it up, put it down, leave it alone. Roll up.
Jacks Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sync Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass. Three locations in Madison. Shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com.
Hey, back to Bad Boy Rob. That was Asylum, that last song. That is from their latest album, No Regrets, from 2023. Now, I was just talking to Steve Grimm of Bad Boy, and he was telling me about this new band he's got going on called the Grimm Brothers, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Nice Ash in downtown Waukesha Friday, December 20th at 9 p.m. Mm. So share some holiday cheer and a fine cigar, because it's a cigar bar.
Whoa!
You know, it's acoustic classic rock with some originals with a Bad Boy twist.
Ooh.
So, and you know what? He sent me a new song, and I'll bring it in, not next week, because we're off for Thanksgiving, okay. But the following week I'll have some brand new music.
I'll look forward to that.
From Grimm Brothers. Now, there's another thing that Bad Boy has been a part of for really, I think it's going on 40 years.
Jeez. Oh,
it's called Sleigh Riders. The Sleigh Riders is a... it's a fundraiser, right? Mm-hmm. And so they get about 40 or 50 local musicians come in and play all kinds of different songs. This year, it's going to be at Schenck Hall in Milwaukee on Monday, December 16th. And so they come for a variety of Wisconsin charities, but it's really just been an amazing thing over all the years. Bad Boy has been an integral part of the Sleigh Riders.
Wow.
December 16th, Schenck Hall in Milwaukee.
They are music history in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and you said you think they've been together about 50 years.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's incredible. I love hearing that because you get to like a band a lot, especially when you're into local music the way we all are. And then you're always sad when something happens, they break up or they move away or whatever. But it's so fun to get this history on Bad Boy. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. And of course, that song we just heard, yeah. Thunder and Lightning, featured a lot of Zeno, who, you know, people may remember Zeno as being one of the first singers of Cheap Trick.
Absolutely.
Oh. Before Robin Zander. Because he's from Rockford, right? So lots of cool things happening. Let's talk about a band that's from Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Terry's from. Tay and the Neighborly. So they are playing all over Wisconsin coming up. December 10th, Tay and the Neighborly, Stone Arch Pub in Appleton. December 11th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.
Ooh.
And then December 14th, Fetch's Local Tap House in Oshkosh.
Awesome. And then don't they head out to New York for a while, I think, in the new year? I think I read that somewhere about them.
I think so. They're really blowing up.
They are. These are their warm-up shows, and then they're like, see ya, we're going to New York to play some shows.
I know, because last time they were here, like in January, they were at the Majestic. The Majestic, the High Noon. They're playing all these great places. Let's hear one of their songs.
Yeah.
This is called Self-Help. It's Tay and the Neighborly. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you. Yeah. talking to yourself for a little self-help.
Jeremy Jam's band, Dancing in Your Soul, right here on Max Inc. Radio. Now, Rocker, all this local music is brought to you by Green and Gold Game Day specials at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. Free Jello shots, home team touchdown plus bucket specials, jersey raffle, and then there's the meat raffle, Terry.
Uh-oh.
At halftime, all these happenings are at the Lazy Oaf Lounge on game day. More information at thelazyoaflounge.com.
I love a meat raffle.
Oh, man.
It goes along with the next song.
Isn't that perfect?
See what I did there?
Yep. Yeah. We were both smiling at each other going, uh-huh.
Well,
he got it.
Before we go too far,
Oh, sorry. We
got to talk about the Jeremiah Jams Band.
Okay.
It's actually the Jeremiah Jams duo because, you know, Jeremiah Jams is married to the sax player in his band.
Oh, she's good.
And Woo. Yeah, and she's also a singer.
Okay.
So they perform as a duo. And 11/29, November 29th at Mackinac's Grill in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
On November 30th, they'll be at the Door County Tap Room in Door County, or maybe that's in Green Bay, up there.
And up there.
Up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. We've got a station up there, too. So
and December 7th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
December 7th, 18 Hands Ale House in Fondy. That is Fond du Lac. Yeah. So they are all over the Fox River Valley.
And amazing live.
An amazing live.
Yeah, they sounded great.
And Terry, while you're looking for that, let's talk about another Green Bay thing. Now, you know, it's from time to time. Now, I want to tell you about this band Sunspot, right? They've been around for 30 years here in Madison. But in 2011, Sunspot, they actually, it was probably about now in the season, the Packers season, right? Mm-hmm. 2010, that was actually, going into 2011. And they wrote a song. Go Pack, right?
Yeah.
And they're playing it. And every, you know, we're Wisconsin. Everybody loves it here. Yeah. You know, we love Sunspot. They're a local band.
Right.
But all of a sudden, the Packers go to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Right?
So does Sunspot.
And
yeah.
And so then you know, Fox is doing the Super Bowl that year. Mm-hmm. And they're looking around. They're like, gosh, we need something. We need, you know, something,
yeah.
Right? We
yeah.
need a little something to bite into. And here Sunspot has this song, Go Pack. Boom. Licensed by Fox. It was playing during the Super Bowl.
That is so cool.
Sunspot. So I thought, I was like, gosh, you know, here's a little tip, Wisconsin bands.
Yeah.
Maybe you should write a Packers song.
There you go.
Because who knows if we're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, and it's so fun because bars almost everywhere will take your song and play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we go to this great bar in New York City, Kettle of Fish. They have all the Wisconsin bands on their jukebox that have Packers songs.
Oh, no way.
Oh, they totally do.
Oh, wow.
And they'll play them all throughout the games, like during commercial breaks.
Wow.
They also have the Bears Still Suck.
Oh, yeah. We play that song still. We have some of those Wisconsin bands as well playing Packers songs. So we
good.
Like to play them too. In fact, let's play one right now. This is from the Aaron Rodgers era when they went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This is Go Pack. It's Sunspot. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Go Pack!
Leave it.
like it's our last. When we see that green and gold,
we say go black.
When other teams say that it's too cold,
we say go black.
And when our defense won't yield,
we say go black.
We'll toast our beers to Lambeau Field,
we say go black.
Living in Wisconsin,
go black.
We only got one choice,
go black.
And when we see those colors,
go black.
We have to raise our voice. Living
Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There was a time you could do no wrong, when everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on, kept it under. Drop the gun, couldn't stop the bleed.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Moore right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tonight's local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com.
All right, Rob. Hey, that was Mannequin by Mackenzie Moore, and she's actually a product of Girls Rock Camp.
Oh, yes. Imagine that.
Yes, imagine
I
that.
I love it. Love it.
Well, Beth Kelly.
Perfect segue.
Beth Kelly wears many hats. Mm-hmm. Musician in several bands, recording studio owner, producer, motivational speaker, co-founder of Flannel Fest, co-founder of Girls Rock Camp, and a mom. And later tonight, Beth will be performing with Paige Kleber along with Jenna Jonas. But
that
right
gonna
now.
Be amazing.
With a beanie on the top. That's the hat I'm currently wearing.
It looks adorable. So
right
we'll
now.
Have photos, don't worry.
But you have flannel on, so.
I'm representing all of the things tonight. Flannel, the lone girl that's got my
and
cap.
You guys were just playing cards on the floor as you
so
were waiting. Rob and I both were taking photos.
I'd never played Old Maid before tonight. That was what we were playing. I did not lose.
They were in the lobby here playing Old Maid.
It was so, and the cards are monster size.
They are. Uh-huh. There's some really fun pictures. That's probably the most hardcore thing that's ever happened here in the Max Inc. studio.
It probably is, because it looked like you were being very competitive.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were throwing them down.
Right now. Beth is here as music director for Girls Rock Camp, a nonprofit group that gives young girls the confidence, knowledge, and platform to create their own music and perform in front of a live audience. And there are fundraisers and events coming up. And here in the studio with us right now for Girls Rock Camp is co-founder Beth Kelly. Beth,
yes.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Officially welcome you.
I love it. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
We're excited to see you playing here with Paige Kleber.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about this.
Oh, Paige is a phenom. She came to Girls Rock Camp two summers ago and just got this songwriting bug and has been cranking out tunes and performing all around town. She's actually going to be performing for you all here very shortly. Songs off the new record that she just put out.
And we're going to hear about all this stuff.
Yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited. And Paige is an alum of Girls Rock Camp. Mm-hmm. But for those who may not know, what exactly is Girls Rock Camp?
Yes, Girls Rock Camp is a one-week day camp for girls. If you're trans or non-binary, you are welcome at our camp as well, ages 8 to 18. You do not have to have any musical experience, although some of our campers certainly do. You show up, we provide an instrument, either drums, bass, guitar, keyboards. Vocals is considered an instrument as well. And we teach you how to play your instrument. You form a band with fellow campers, and then you write a song together. And at the end of the week, you record it at a professional recording studio here in town, Paradigm Productions, which is that song you just heard from Mackenzie Moore was recorded at Paradigm. Yes, Jake Johnson. The incredible Jake Johnson.
Yes.
And then we also have a showcase. This summer, we'll be at the High Noon Saloon for all three of our showcases. We already have the camp dates, so mark your calendars, because your mind will be blown by what these kids create in just a week's time. With the incredible staff that work at camp.
And I can vouch for this because I've had a goddaughter that has gone, I think, 10 years. She aged out this past summer.
But we miss her already.
That was her favorite thing. Every single year she'd send me a text, or Connie, her mom, would just say, we can't wait. We cannot wait. We love this
so
much.
We have so much fun. And Terry's actually been a ladies' rock camper.
Nice.
Yes. Guitarist. What else? Yeah. Did you do drums? I'm trying to remember all that you've played.
I did drums the first year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I did guitar.
Yes.
And Dana Perry taught me in one day because I couldn't be there the first day.
Oh my gosh,
work,
amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I played keys the next two times.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And I know piano, so that was kind of cheating.
Wow.
That was okay.
Well, you know what? Ladies
so
Rock Camp,
fun.
It's just a condensed version. It's just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we don't have time to do the recording studio thing, but we still write a song. You don't have to have any musical experience.
Right.
And that's what is beautiful about this camp, is that it gives the campers that opportunity to say, you know what? I do play piano, but I've always wanted to try drums.
Absolutely. Are any of these open? If people are listening, can they sign up now?
So we have three ladies rock camps coming up. The December one is full.
Of course.
The February one is full. And there's a, still some openings for the April one. So
there you go.
If you go to girlsrockmadison.org,
spring,
you can learn more about it.
And is Girls Rock Camp, is that
That's
open?
Right. Yeah, well, Girls Rock Camp, we will not open registration for the summer until January. So best thing to do is just get on our website, sign up for our mailing list, and then you're the first one to know. But it fills up fast.
It does.
It really does. Like 5 minutes. I'm not joking.
So
I'm not joking. We open registration at 9 o'clock or 9 a.m. on a Saturday, and usually by 9:05, people are getting put on the wait list. It really, it's beautiful. I mean, a lot of times people are like, oh, do you want to promote Girls Rock Camp? I'm like, well, if, you know, people want to give us money, we take that, but we have plenty of campers and we want more. And, you know, honestly, though, it's like we're constricted by like how much gear and how much time and how much space you have. It would be wonderful if we could have 300 kids at every camp. But when you have to outfit entire rock bands with the PA systems and drum kits and all of that, it's just, it's a challenge. So we have to keep it small. And it's nice if you kind of want it to be intimate so people really get a good experience.
Did you think this would happen in the way that it has?
You know, I mean, life has been such an incredible unpredictable but wonderful journey for me. I mean, my life goal as a child was to be like Lucy on the Peanuts comic strip, like the 5 cents free advice. Like, I really, I thought I was going to be like the, you know, next Sigmund Freud.
Oh my gosh.
That didn't pan out because I realized like I couldn't sit still. And when I found out people had problems and someone did mean things to them, I kind of wanted to go find out and find the person who did the mean thing and then give him a piece of my mind, maybe like, you know, a little more, like a kick somewhere. And so then I'm like, that's probably not good if you want to be a psychologist. So what could I do next? And then I ended up going to physical therapy school. And then I started doing this rock band thing on the weekends, teaching myself to play guitar. My husband, I bought him a drum kit as a graduation present. We just started kind of jamming.
Did you both learn at the same time?
Yeah, we started just in the basement, like, hey, how does this work?
Wow.
Oh.
My
gosh.
And then we found people who actually knew what they were doing, and we collaborated with them, and we started playing out more and more. And then finally, I kind of quit my day job, and here I am running a rock camp. Honestly, the journey has been amazing.
Then here's a perfect question.
Oh.
From your perspective, what is the greatest satisfaction you get out of running these events and performances in Girls Rock Camp?
Oh my gosh. It's the campers like Paige and the staff members like Jenna Jonas, who's going to be in here in a minute, just like seeing all these people come together and collaborate. And in a week's time, putting on an entire show of all original music that did not exist on Monday morning when we all walked in the door. They worked together. They collaborated. Mm-hmm. They shared their voices. They shared their ideas. They supported each other. That is the biggest gift every camp.
What has been the greatest success of Girls Rock Camp?
Ooh,
gosh, that's a tough one. I mean, I could go on for days, but I think the first thing that comes to mind is just seeing how the music scene has evolved in Madison surrounding the staff members and the campers that have come through. And, you know, like Mackenzie Moore cranking out a record like you just heard. And, you know, we as staff members, we go out and play on each other's records. We book shows for one another. I think Madison is actually one of the few, Dane County, one of the few areas where women musicians actually make more than men. Is that, does that exist anywhere? I mean, for real, they just did a study. Dane Arts
That's
did
great.
This big research study, and they were like, oh, that's really interesting. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I think I might know what's behind that. And I'm not
high five.
You didn't want to kick anybody at that point, did you?
I mean, no. I mean, honestly, it's we have to have each other's backs in this industry. And it's not, and I've never been anti boy. You know what I mean? It's not.
Well, you have four of them in your basement.
Exactly. I've got four of them in my house. I mean, I love it. Yeah, exactly.
You are outnumbered.
So it's, but in the reality of the world is such that there are still people who are viewed as second class citizens or oppressed in different industries, different viewed people differently based on characteristics that aren't necessarily what they should be judging the quality of the product on.
Absolutely.
So we gotta all work together.
Yes, and I love that. And, you know, a lot of the ladies, rock campers, they have gone on to make albums.
Yes.
And that just blows me away sometimes.
Right. It's like a dream they gave up when they were a kid. Because somebody, I mean, it's interesting. It's a generational thing. I think a lot of our, you know, campers that are my age or older had people who told them, well, girls don't play drums. Girls don't play electric guitar. You know, here's a piano. Here's a violin. Go sing and look pretty. And like that. It makes my skin crawl when I hear those stories.
Karen Carpenter.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, she was brilliant.
Yeah. But though, she's the outlier, right? So there's not a lot of people that you can look up on a stage where you're like, oh, that person looks like me and I could do that. And even if you don't say that out loud, you internalize those messages based on what you see. And I think just being able to provide some role models for these kids is really important.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you've got some fundraisers coming
up.
You want to tell us about them?
Well, tomorrow we're partnering with Garver Feed Mill for this parent-child happy hour. We're actually doing a little open mic. There's going to be tons of fun stuff there. But yeah, parent-child happy hour from 1 to 3 p.m. at Garver Feed Mill. But then kind of our big fundraiser is January 18th at Red Rooster. We're having a bingo fundraiser. Terry's already got her tickets.
I do, and I've already told people get out of the way because I'm very competitive when it comes to bingo. I want to win.
Yeah, she's got her own stamper.
Oh, I do.
I can't wait. Well,
get out
a personalized stamper?
Heck yeah!
No way. It's
a, what do they call it, actually? A dabber or a dauber or whatever.
Does it have a certain shape? Is it like a rock guitar or something?
Well, I wish. Yeah. No, it's just a silly circle.
Oh, that's so boring. I got to work on that.
I just played bingo with my nephew at his school. I got to be his special person, which was so cool. But of course he knows and he's competitive too.
Nice.
So we're like, bingo, bingo. We're yelling and he's running to get the prize. And everybody's looking at the two of us like, oh boy.
There's always one in the crowd. I love it.
I'm saving the rest of that energy for your benefit.
Very
concerts.
Exciting.
Now but then tell us who's also playing.
Well, yes. Yeah. We so there'll be a few games of bingo and then there'll be entertainment. So my trio, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets will be hiding part of the entertainment. We also have a couple campers. Paige Kleber, who you'll hear in a minute, is one of them. And then Ellie Middlestadt, who happens to be the daughter of Shondell Marks, who's my bandmate in Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And is also, she's a junior in high school and is just an incredible musician. She's actually performing right now at the Orpheum down the street in the Pink Floyd tribute show
that's
happening.
Eclipse.
Yeah.
The best of Pink Floyd.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
I know. So we have just some phenomenally talented campers and staff, and it's just an amazing group. So, yeah, so that bingo fundraiser will have some music in the middle. Then you get to play some more bingo and watch out for Terry.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Now, tomorrow, though, you kind of glossed over this.
Yes, tomorrow.
It's the parent-child happy hour.
Yes.
I was wondering, how are parents and children happy within the same hour?
Well, you see, there's a bouncy house and there's alcohol.
Can you do both as the adult?
Bouncy, you have to be of age to consume.
Yes.
And you have to be under of the age to be in the bouncy house. So, could, you know, maybe take pictures.
There's a line drawn.
There's a line.
And I heard that there's going to be there's going to be a station where kids can make their own maracas.
That's so fun.
And then go jam with them,
Then they can come to my little open mic area and jam out. We've got a couple plants coming for the open mic, including Paige, and then another camper named Cece will be there. And then, other, you know, hopefully they'll kind of inspire some of the other kids and be like, oh, that's what an open mic is, and they'll get up and join.
I want to. In fact, I will dig this video out of my phone that happened at the Madison Area Music Association Awards show.
Yes.
That astounded me that night. Just, it was, why don't you explain it better?
Okay.
Because I just remember looking at you and you had tears like running down your face.
Okay, I was sitting next to Paige's mom and she was like patting me on the leg. She's like, are you going to be okay, Beth Kelly? I'm like, no, I'm going to cry through this entire thing because it was Dana Perry, who was the producer of the award show this year, did a phenomenal job. She brought back all of these campers to perform the Girls Rock Camp song, which is a song that I have never witnessed from the audience.
Yeah, you've always been leading.
I'm usually up
the
there
song.
With the campers and staff playing the song. And Mackenzie Moore, who you just heard, it was like Mackenzie Moore and the Girls Rock Campers. So she played guitar. Ellie, who's going to be Shawnee's daughter, who's at the January 18th event, she was singing. Paige was up there singing. Yep. McKay, your goddaughter, was playing the drums.
She came back from college.
I know, she came back from college. And Mackenzie's out in the real world. She came back from her life, right, to come do this. Nora Harstford played the keyboard. It was just...
It was spectacular.
Yeah, there, and then there were other kids up there. Jill is a bass player who's currently at camp, who's just phenomenal, totally rocked it. I mean, seriously, I just sat there in the audience, and I was like, look at all of my babies up there.
You know what I loved? Oh. I posted the video on the Mama
you did,
page,
yes.
And I just said, if you need... a smile, yes. Or something to enjoy. And people just love, yep. And comments. And yeah. Oh, that was just a joyful, the whole night was wonderful, but yep. That was a joyful moment.
Yes, it really was.
And it was so great to just watch everybody rocking out with
yes.
The girls.
Yes.
The whole audience was going
yeah.
Bonkers.
It was great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So thank you.
Well, thank Dana for organizing it, and thank the campers for showing up. It was a really very
great
special
way
thing.
For people that don't know too much about it to actually see it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how do we keep up with Girls Rock Camp?
GirlsRockMadison.org is our website. You can just Google it, check us out. We've got all sorts of great information on there about upcoming camps. And even if, you know, you can't participate in camp, you can come support a showcase and see all the hard work these campers put in and all the hard work the staff put in to make these shows possible.
Mm-hmm. Beth, thank you so much for coming down to the studio tonight. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Now, this next song we're going to hear is called Blinded. It's with you and Jenna Jonas. Tell us a little bit about this song before we listen.
Are we going to listen to the are we going to get in here and play it?
No. We're going to listen to a recording.
Oh, great. I was so confused because we're going to play that song live in a bit. So,
that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So, Blinded, that's a Paige's song. She wrote it.
Well, how is this in our catalog? Is Beth Kelly and Jenna Jonas?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's weird.
Maybe we have some metadata, you know, mix up going on.
He was blaming AI earlier for weird things.
Well, yes, you know, I mean, I do a search, mm-hmm. You know, through our library, and I'm like, you know, give me a song of Jenna. And Beth.
Oh, that's,
and
I guess it turns up we're in the credits. That's so funny.
All right. Maybe we got a shuffle.
Now I'm scared to push the button.
Yeah, now we can't do it, Rob. We'll
play it now. We play. They hear the live version.
Because
they
all right. Live. Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it. I want to hear it.
We'll just change the little thing around and say, well, this is Paige Kleber with Beth Kelly and Jenna Jonas off her brand new EP album,
Jenna Kelly playing with Kleber Page.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I couldn't get up in the morning. I couldn't admit that I was crying. Couldn't call for help. Couldn't be myself and you were such a man when I was down. To think you loved me. To think you wanted to be. You couldn't say the words, then why could I? You said that you loved me, then now will you have died? Think you cared for was flying. Couldn't quite ask, were you up to the task for me? But I should have known, I have always grown, I couldn't see. To think you love me.
Paige Kleber is live in the lair on MaxSync Radio next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Your listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.